Good evening. I'm Jim Mills, your announcer. The Alien Little Theater Club is proud to present to you something a little mysterious this holiday season. So mysterious, in fact, that it will require the keen mind and intellect of the world's greatest detective, Mr. Sherlock Holmes. It all begins with our good friend, Dr. Watson.
Christmas Eve, 1886. I was standing in our Baker Street rooms, dressed in the costume of Santa Claus. Holmes, his long, thin fingers pressed together, lay back in an armchair and gazed at me quizzically, while our housekeeper, Mrs. Hudson, stood by the door and...
Well, Dr. Watson, you'll make a grand Santa Claus.
Doesn't he, Mrs. Hudson? Try the beard on, Watson, old chap.
I'm afraid this is going to be a little uncomfortable. How does it look?
Oh, you look just like the old man in the Christmas cards, Doctor.
Yes, Watson, it really becomes you. The cheery twinkle of the eyes, the ruddy complexion, and the appropriate girth. What a shame we can't obtain some snow and a sleigh and reindeer for you. However, I'm sure Mrs. Hudson's nieces will be very much impressed.
They will that, sir. And it's very kind of you, Doctor, to offer to come over to the house with me. With their father in the hospital and my sister at his bedside, it would have been a very miserable Christmas without ye.
Oh, I shall enjoy myself, but I think I'll take this beard off before we get there. That's it. Are we ready to leave, Mrs. Hudson?
I am, sir. Will I get a cab?
How far do we have to go?
Oh, Lexington Gardens, number 28. It's just off the Edgware Road, Doctor.
Oh, that's not far, but... Bearing in mind my costume, I suppose we better take a cab.
Aye, sir. I'll get one.
Holmes, what are you going to do with yourself? I hate leaving you alone on Christmas Eve.
No, don't worry, old chap. I shall spend a profitable evening writing on my new monograph.
Oh, what's this one about?
An analysis of teeth marks on pipe stems with particular regard to indicated character.
Oh, gracious me. How exciting. Well... I must be going.
Don't forget your sack of presents, old fellow.
Oh, great Scott. No.
When you come to distribute them, you'll find that I took the liberty of adding a few trinkets on my own behalf.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Holmes.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Holmes, but there's a gentleman to see you. Says he's an old friend of yours. Here's his card, sir.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's old Widcombe. Splendid. Ask him to come up, please, Mrs. Hudson.
All right, sir.
And I hope your party is a great success, Mrs. Hudson.
Thank you, sir. Are you sure you don't want me to stay? Now that you have a visitor, I mean.
Oh, no, indeed. No, Mrs. Hudson. I can show the gentleman out myself. You go off and have a good time.
Thank you, sir.
I wonder what Lord William wants. Perhaps I should stay and give you...
No, please, my dear fellow. Certainly not. You've far more important work to do. Widcombe probably wants his revenge at chess or something equally innocuous. Off with you, my dear fellow, and enjoy yourself.
Oh, very good. Just the same, I wish you were coming with me. I'll see you later.
I shall be there. Come on up, Widcombe.
Hello, Holmes. Evening, Watson. You made a very convincing Santa Claus. Are you leaving?
I'm afraid so, Lord Widcombe.
Well, good night, then.
Oh, good night. Good night, sir.
How are you, Holmes? All alone on Christmas Eve, huh?
Yes, Widcombe. I'm glad you came over to see me.
Mm-hmm.
What's it to be, an evening of chess, or have you unearthed some recent treasure of medieval pottery that we can discuss?
Neither, Holmes. I've come to you in your professional capacity. I need help.
Come now, Widcombe. Don't tell me that after all these years of quiet friendship, you're going to become a client.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Holmes. Though I doubt if my problem will interest you very much. It's hardly up to your rather colorful standards. Care for a cigar?
Oh, thanks. Now, my dear Widcombe, what's your trouble?
Well, I've decided this year to have a little Christmas party at my townhouse. I'm quite comfortably off, as you know, and, it occurred to me that I have several relatives and friends who are not as well off. I'm having a party for them tonight, Holmes, and I hoped you'd attend it, disguised as Santa Claus.
Oh, my dear fellow, I've adopted many disguises in my time, but Father Christmas has never been one of them. Why do you want me to attend your party in disguise, in any case? Are you ashamed of your friendship with a private detective? Or do you consider my features more acceptable when buried beneath the depths of a snowy beard?
Now, my dear Holmes, do take me seriously. I'm not joking, I assure you.
No, of course you're not. Of course you're not. You want me to attend your party in disguise. Why?
I'm giving some very valuable presents. Diamond and onyx cufflinks, platinum and ruby earrings, and such like. And I've wrapped each of the presents in banknotes.
Dear me, where are these presents now?
In a sack, in charge of my maid. I was going to dress up as Santa Claus and give them out myself until I got the warning letter. That's why I've come to you.
Warning letter, eh?
Yes, I received it by this evening's post. Listen to this. My dear Lord Whitcomb, your generosity with Christmas presents borders on ostentation. We do not approve. Either we receive £5,000 in sovereigns at Post Restaurante Box 379 by 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve, I'm afraid your Christmas party will be conspicuous by its absence of presents.
Let me see that note, Whitcomb, will you?
Yes, here you are.
Mm-hmm. Plain paper torn from a penny notebook. Writing is obviously disguised, and it's... But George, yes! Whitcomb, I accept the case. I'll come with you to your party at once, and furthermore, I shall follow your suggestion regarding a disguise. Dressed as Santa Claus, I shall be less likely to attract suspicion.
I'm delighted, Holmes, but what made you decide so suddenly?
This writing, my dear fellow, this writing, though it's in a false hand, I know that characteristic M in my dear Whitcomb. I've seen it too often at the beginning of a signature. Moriarty.
Moriarty? Who's he?
Oh, one of the cleverest and most unscrupulous criminals in England. Whitcomb, there's no time to be lost. It's, let me see now, 6:30, half an hour beyond the deadline given to you in this letter. We must go to your house at once.
This is as far as the cab can take us, Doctor.
Here you are, cabby. Here's 5 shillings for you. And a Merry Christmas.
Oh, bless you, Governor, and a Merry Christmas to you, too.
Ah, you said you wanted to get into the house through the back way, so that you could surprise the children.
Yes, I thought I'd pretend to come down the kitchen chimney.
Oh, you can get to the back of the house by going up the alley here. I'll go in the front door.
Splendid, splendid. Mrs. Hudson, which house is it?
Number 28. It's the third one down the alley, Doctor. I'll have the back window open in no time, and you can slip in without any of the bairns seeing you.
Well, very well. Gloomy little street, I must say. Hello, where is the music coming?
Oh, it's from that temple across the street, Doctor. The Disciples of the Octagonal Square, they call themselves.
What on earth do you suppose that means?
Some newfangled cult. Heathens, most likely.
Hello. I'm not the only Santa Claus abroad tonight. Look at that fellow across the street over there.
Oh, dressed just like yourself, Doctor. And carrying a sack, too. Oh, he's running up the steps to the temple.
Great Scott. He slipped on the ice. I wonder what his hurry was. Here, my man. Let me help you up, sir.
Oh, be careful now, Doctor. Do not trip yourself.
Oh. Here you are, sir. Give me your hand.
Thank you, sir. It's silly of me, wasn't it?
Oh, we Santa Clauses have to help each other, you know. Up you come.
Ooh.
That's it.
Ooh.
Oh, gracious me.
Oh, Doctor, I told you to be careful. Now you've fallen too.
Oh, it's this confounded red coat of mine. It tripped me up.
Oh, did you hurt yourself, sir?
No. I'll be all right, I think. How about you, sir?
Oh, I'm all right, thank you. Silly of me to run, wasn't it?
Here's your sack, sir.
Thank you. Good night and Merry Christmas.
Good night. Same to you, sir. Same to you. Oh, he went out into the temple. He must be a disciple of the Octagonal Square.
You're sure you're not hurt, Doctor?
No. Of course not. Mrs. Hudson, give me my sack, please. Thank you. Your sister's house is the third one down this alleyway, you say?
I'll hurry and open the back window.
Yes, and I'll be waiting for you, Mrs. Hudson. This is going to be rather fun. What a shame Holmes isn't with us. Oh, well, he's probably happier having a good game of chess with Lord Whitcomb.
This is my house, Holmes, number 39.
39 Bronson Square, eh? And dear old Watson is just around the corner in Lexington Gardens and hasn't any idea that I've left Baker Street.
Yes, here you are, cabby.
Thank you, sir. A Merry Christmas, sir.
Uh-huh. Listen to that. Carol singers.
Yes, we'll probably have our fill of them before this evening's over.
Good evening, my lord.
Have the guests arrived, Mrs. Hargrave?
Most of them, sir. They're in the library. You brought not Santa Claus with you, I see, my lord.
Another Santa Claus? What do you mean?
Oh, the gentleman arrived 3/4 of an hour ago, sir, dressed as Santa Claus. I took him to your study, my lord, and showed him the sack of presents.
Confound it! He's got here before us. Where's the study?
This way.
I hope I didn't do wrong, my lord. You told me that a gentleman dressed as Santa Claus would be coming here. Dear me, the gentleman seems to have gone.
Yes, and the sacks containing the presents with him.
But he can't have left the house, my lord. I've been watching the front door.
Yes, and while you were doing that, he slipped out through the window here. The catch is undone. Miss Hargrave, describe this man.
Oh, I can't tell you much about his appearance, I'm afraid, sir. He was dressed as Santa Claus, just like yourself. But I did notice one thing about him, sir.
What was that?
He lisped, sir. It was quite pronounced.
Of course, Lou the Lisper.
Who on earth is Lou the Lisper?
One of Moriarty's most trusted accomplices. Fortunately, though, I've had news of him lately through my underworld grapevine.
You know where he lives?
He's reputed to have some connections with a new cult that call themselves the Disciples of the Octagonal Square. Their headquarters are just around the corner from here.
Then let's go there at once.
Yeah, of course. And Miss Hargrave?
Yes, sir?
Get a message to Scotland Yard as fast as you can. Ask for Inspector Lestrade and tell him to join me at the Temple of the Octagonal Square in Lexington Gardens as soon as possible.
Oh, the children are awful excited, Doctor. I told them you just came down the chimney.
I must slip the beard on, and then I'll go into M. There we are.
Will I announce you, Doctor?
Yes, yes. Yes, please, Mrs. Hudson.
All right, sir. Quiet now, children. Quiet. Santa Claus has come to see you, and he's brought you all presents.
Hello. Hello, children.
Hello, Santa Claus. My name's Elsie. Did you bring me a present?
I did, Elsie. I'll look in my sack in a minute. And what is your name, young man?
Herbert. They call me Bertie. Did you come down the chimney?
Yes, Bertie.
I bet you had a time doing it. You're so fat.
Oh, don't be rude, Bertie. Our Santa Claus won't give you your presents.
And what's your name, little man?
Lytle. I've got a cold.
Oh.
Yes, I see you have. Well, children, gather around me, and I'll see what presents I've got for you. The first present is for... Well, this can't be right. It says, for Her Grace, the Dowager Duchess of Dooley.
Oh, do you suppose Mr. Holmes has been playing a practical joke on you, Doctor?
Well, I suppose so, but I can't see the point myself. But he did say he'd added a few trinkets of his own.
I want my present.
Well, then suppose you take this, Elsie.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
And this one is marked for the Reverend Arthur Carter. Oh, I wonder what Holmes is up to. Oh, here you are, Bertie.
Cool. Thanks.
And this is for you, Lionel, because you've been such a good little boy.
Tis a very big, is it? I wanted a dog.
Oh, wanted a dog? Oh, gracious me. Well, I'll bring you a dog next year, Lionel.
Dr. Watson?
Yes, Mrs. Hudson?
Look at the wrapping on this present, Doctor. Why, they're 20-pound notes.
Great Scott!
Oh, cool, look what I got!
Now, let me see. Why, cufflinks and diamond and onyx ones, unless... I'm very much mistaken.
I got some pretty earrings. Look how they sparkle.
Let me see those.
Ooh.
Good gracious. Wow. I swear these are platinum and rubies. What on thunder is going on?
I want my earrings back.
Give me mine back, too.
Well, here you are. Here you are.
Dr. Watson, what do you suppose has happened?
I don't know, Mrs. Hudson. Perhaps my toys are still at the bottom of the sack. I can't understand it. I wish Holmes were here instead of dozing in front of the fire in our Baker Street.
Where are you, Holmes?
Here by the bed. This is the only room in the temple that gives any signs of having been lived in. I think our bird has been here, but I'm afraid he's flown. Wish Inspector Lestrade would get here. Strike a match, will you, Whitcomb?
Right. Here's a candle on the table.
Ah, just as I feared. Look on the bed.
A red coat and a beard.
Yes, Lou the Lisper has discarded his disguise and gone. And with him, I'm afraid, your valuable presence.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's a sack lying on the floor. Oh, no, this isn't mine. Look what's in it. A toy dog, a large box of chocolates, a little girl's doll.
What in thunder? Why, this is Watson's sack.
But how on earth could Lou the Lisper have got hold of it?
Somewhere, somehow, he and Watson must have made an accidental change, and Lou the Lisper is no doubt trying to track Watson down at this very moment. We must work fast, Whitcomb, or my friend's life and those of Mrs. Hudson and her relatives won't be worth a tinker's damn.
And that's the case in a nutshell, Lestrade.
Yes, it seems to me, Lord Whitcomb, you'd have been wiser to get in touch with Scotland Yard when you first got the warning note. We could have nabbed him when he came to your house and pinched the sack of presents.
Lestrade, this is no time for postmortems. We've got to reach Lou the Lisper before he finds Dr. Watson.
Do you suppose he can do that, Holmes?
It wouldn't be difficult. Lou the Lisper is nearly as clever as his master, Professor Moriarty. The chances are that you were followed when you came to Baker Street tonight, Whitcomb. It's equally likely that Watson and Mrs. Hudson were followed as they left. Moriarty seldom leaves anything to chance.
Well, where did Dr. Watson go tonight?
28 Lexington Gardens. It's just around the corner from here.
Well, then let's go there at once.
And frighten our quarry away? No, Lestrade. We must use a little subtlety. Now, Lou the Lisper wishes to recover that sack of presents from Watson. How would he invade the party with the least possible trouble?
By dressing up as Santa Claus again?
No, I think he's overplayed that role for one evening.
Well, then, how would he try to get in, Mr. Holmes?
Oh, come now, Lestrade. What group of people can enter any house on Christmas Eve without invitation and without creating suspicion?
The carol singers.
Exactly, my dear fellow. I shouldn't be at all surprised if at this very moment Lou the Lisper and some of his gang are singing carols outside 28 Lexington Gardens.
Well, then, what are we going to do?
Form a rival choral society. How many of your men did you bring with you?
Three. A sergeant and two constables.
Wearing greatcoats?
Yes, Mr. Holmes, but why?
Good. They can hide their helmets and pretend to be singers. Come on, let's go over there, and while we're walking, we'll rehearse our carols. We must appear reasonably convincing. Sound your A, Lestrade, sound your A.
Think we've got a ride on your back, Santa Claus?
No, you mustn't make Santa Claus too tired, Lionel.
No, that's all right, Mrs. Hudson. Hop on, Lionel, hop on.
They're singing carols outside the door.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Can they come inside and sing for us, Santa Claus?
Yes, of course they can. Ask them to come in, Mrs. Hudson, will you?
All right, sir.
Ooh, come on, let me get on your back, too.
Now, take it easy. Oh, there you are.
I want to see your reindeer, Santa.
See my reindeer? Well, they're up on the roof.
I'll climb up and see them.
No, you mustn't do that. They're asleep. Oh, here are the carol singers. Off you get, children. There you go. That's it. Now, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening and Merry Christmas.
Would you like to sing some carols for the children? After that, I'm sure you'd like a drop of, well, something to warm you up.
Well, thank you, sir. We'd sure like that.
Haven't I met you somewhere before, my man?
No, sir. I'm sure you haven't. Come on, man. Let's sing Good King Wenceslas.
Well, here we are outside the house, Mr. Holmes. Now what?
Shh. Listen. Lou the Lisper and his men are already there.
Are we going in now?
In a moment. Now, men, you have your truncheons ready?
Yes, Mr. Holmes, we're ready.
Splendid. Now, remember, when we're inside and I yell, Merry Christmas, at the top of my voice, you bring out your truncheons and get Lou the Lisper and his gang out of there as quickly as possible. Don't arrest them until you get them outside again, Lestrade. I don't want to frighten the children.
Right you are, Mr. Holmes. We're ready. Just give us the word and we'll go in and get them.
Ah, that was very nice singing. Now, how about something to warm you all up?
That won't be necessary, Dr. Watson. See to the door, Sammy. Now, all of you, stay right where you are.
Who are you? What do you think you're up to?
Please don't be difficult, Doctor. All I want is the jewels out of the sack that you hold for me tonight. You try and stop me. I still have to hurt you.
Why you talk so funny? You got a cold like me?
Shut up. Now, Doctor, where are the jewels?
We are not daily beggars.
Oh, curses. There are some more carol singers outside.
Can I tell them to go away, Lou?
No, better let them come in. If we don't, they might get suspicious.
All right, Lou. I suppose you know what you're up to.
Now, no tricks, Doctor. If you try and give me an arm, I shall have to get rough with you.
Well, I don't mind about that, but just remember, there are children present.
How are you, matey? You were here before us, eh? Well, what do you say we all join in a little carol for the nippers, eh?
Well, all right. What do you want to sing?
How about Hark the Herald Angels Sing, eh?
All right, all right. Come on, man, let's sing.
Hark the Herald Angels.
Merry Christmas!
We're gonna hit each other on the head!
Dr. Watson, what's happening? We're all hitting each other with truncheons.
Here, you can't do that. They're all going away. They're dragging each other out. Hey, come back here.
Oh, this is terrible.
Holmes, what in thunder is going on?
I'll explain it to you later, old chap. Lestrade.
Yes, Mr. Holmes.
Take them to Scotland Yard and prefer charges. I'll be over in a little while and give evidence.
Right you are, sir. Too bad we didn't catch Professor Moriarty, too.
Well, at least we have some of his cohorts. I'll see you later, Lestrade.
I wish I knew what was going on here. Is Moriarty mixed up in this business?
Yes, Watson, and I'll tell you all about it as soon as I've straightened this thing out. Whitcomb?
Yes, Holmes.
The 20-pound notes that you used as wrapping for your gifts seem to have been scattered all over the house. Do you want me to recover those, too?
No. From what you told me of the children, I think their parents could use the money much more profitably than my relatives. In any case, I can replace it.
A very generous Christmas gift. Well, children, did you enjoy the little game we staged for you?
It was a lot of fun.
Yes, I nearly died laughing when they started hitting each other.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, children. And now I want you to show me the presents you received.
I got these pretty earrings.
Oh, they were part of the game, too. A nice little girl like you doesn't want silly earrings, Elsie. Here's a beautiful doll for you.
Cool, her eyes open and shut and everything.
And what did you get, my little man?
These.
Oh, cufflinks. Good gracious, who wants cufflinks when he can have a clockwork train? Would you like to exchange?
Train? Lord love a duck, yes.
I wanted a dog.
Here's one for you, Lionel. A nice woolly dog.
Oh, cool, he's lovely.
And here you are, children. Here's a nice big box of chocolates, too. You can all share them.
Oh, love me, what a night. I ain't had as much fun since Granny got her finger stuck in the plug hole.
I still don't understand what's going on, Holmes, but I must say, this has all the earmarks of being a happy Christmas.
Yes, old fellow. Mrs. Hudson?
Aye, Mr. Holmes.
How's that turkey coming along?
Oh, it'll be ready in a few minutes, Mr. Holmes.
Splendid. And while we're waiting, perhaps the children will oblige for something we haven't heard so far this evening.
Yes, I know what you mean. A Christmas carol that really sounds convincing. How about it, children?
Thank you.
just heard Sherlock Holmes in The Night Before Christmas, a production of the Ilion Little Theater, with Dave Delachaise as Sherlock Holmes, Norman Turner as Dr. John Watson, Paige Smith as Mrs. Hudson, and Art Wilkes as Lawrence Whitcomb. Steve Quackenbush as Inspector Lestrade, and Cindy Quackenbush as Miss Hargrave the Maid. And as Lou the Whisperer, I, Jim Mills, your announcer. We also hope that all our friends listening in are just as happy this Christmas Eve as we are. And speaking for all of us at the Ilion Little Theater, we wish each and every one of you a happy Christmas from the bottom of our hearts.